Well, often with the start of the new year, folks look to do some different things to try to make their lives a little bit easier, perhaps save a little bit of money. We all, folks start look at doing some New Year's resolutions to make some different things better. Usually they focus on your own self-improvement in different ways, whether it's your physical appearance or how you feel about yourself, your money situation, all those kinds of things. Well, you can help a lot of things out by simply taking a look at some of the strategies that you use in your home to cut some of your energy costs. The folks at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, in fact, specifically Christy Cooper, a human sciences and family life specialist with ISU Extension, had some tips for homeowners to use to maybe double check the way that they've used insulation and things like that. Maybe insulation, is there enough in your attic? Ways to eliminate drafts around windows and doors. You can find out a lot when the cold wind starts to blow during the winter season and help yourself save a little bit of money, not just during the winter, but all year round. One of the things that she likes to focus on is heating and cooling, because it's some of the largest amount of energy that's used in the home. So Cooper says anything we can do to reduce that is obviously important. And she suggests definitely getting your furnace checked and make sure air filters are changed on a regular basis, because those are some of the common mistakes that folks don't make, or that folks make in don't getting those things done. And then you're having to call for service when all you really maybe had to do was continue to make sure that the routine things were taken care of. Also, see, she suggests a programmable thermostat that can help you reduce energy costs in the winter. Maybe add a sweater if you can and drop the thermostat down a degree or two if that's doable for your family. She also mentions that surprisingly space heaters consume quite a bit of energy, so she recommends not using them as a primary heating source for a large area. Says it's fine if you're going to do it maybe in a small office or perhaps a closed space, and especially if you're just going to do it for a short term. Now, water heaters are another culprit when it comes to high energy consumption, as Cooper recommends that you reduce the amount of water that's used to wash laundry, you make sure the dishwasher is full before you run it, and think about using cold or warm water for the laundry instead of hot water. Those are all ways you can actually save yourself a little bit of money in the long run. She says it also might be time to unplug that old refrigerator out in the garage, maybe get rid of it. EnergyStar.gov has a lot of great resources if you're ready to get rid of an appliance and replace it. She suggests that most county solid waste management systems do have ways to recycle old appliances, and they often have a rebate system in place as well. At the very least, a lot of them have areas where you can dispose of some of those white goods and get rid of them safely. Now, if you're looking around the house and looking for ways to come up with some strategies to cut your energy costs at home, lighting is another high energy consumer in a home. She suggests that the move from incandescent light bulbs to energy efficient lighting options has helped. LED bulbs are becoming very popular. She suggests that anytime you can replace the incandescents to more energy efficient lighting options, the better. They're fairly bright, and they do come in different colors. Also, she suggests that you turn the lights off when you leave a room. She says that businesses can also install a motion sensor for lighting, so that when someone enters and leaves a room, the sensor automatically turns on and off and helps you to save some energy there. There are lots of ways that, it might cost you a little bit money in the upfront in installing some of these different types of systems. Some of these bulbs can be a little more expensive. In the long run, you're going to have cost savings. She also says, surprisingly, homes tend to lose energy every time the refrigerator door is opened and the light comes on. She says it's a good idea to limit the snacks in the refrigerator, or at least put the popular snacks up front so you aren't standing there with the door open for a while you're moving and searching and pushing things out of the way looking for food. Never really thought much about that part. That's probably especially helpful if you have children. And if you have young children, put it on low shelves so they can reach them, I suppose. Now, Pat Higby, who's an energy education and outreach coordinator for the Center for Energy and Environmental Education at the University of Northern Iowa, she highlighted a few tools to help families save energy. The first is an electric timer that reduces the energy that's used by an appliance when it isn't running. Now, she says she uses the Belkin that plugs in for her microwave. It uses more energy when she's not cooking than when she is. And because of the LED and the clock, She said, I'm able to switch it on when I need it. Now, another helpful item, and boy, does this hit home in everyone's life, another helpful item is that cell phone charger that charges for a set period of time and then automatically shuts off. You probably don't think much about it. You leave those cell phones plugged in. How long does it actually take to recharge the battery in your cell phone? If you charge it, say, for example, overnight while you're sleeping, but it really only takes, say, maybe an hour or two to actually charge, it's plugged in and it's pulling energy for another 6-7 hours or so while you're sleeping, and it really doesn't need to be. She suggests that our chargers are actually energy vampires, and you can set a cell phone charger that sets for a period of time. You can set it to stay on for however long it takes to actually charge your phone, and then it shuts off. So that would be an interesting solution there, too. I suppose you probably would have to do some work to see about how long it takes to actually charge your phone and then kind of move on from there, and then you can set it to the appropriate time. I suppose that would save money. It doesn't seem like a lot. It's just a little cell phone, right? But if you add it up over a long period of time, we do charge those things nearly every day of our lives. When you add it all up, it could really eat up an awful lot. Now, another recommendation that both of those energy specialists use, Christy Cooper and Pat Higby, is that you consider perhaps solar energy. Cooper said there are federal and state tax credits through December 2016 for families who would consider having their own renewable energy source. Now, there's nothing like putting up your own solar panels to make you really energy efficient. She says that her husband will even go up and brush snow off the panels. It's kind of like having your own garden where you appreciate the food more when you grow it yourself. She says, well, we appreciate the energy a lot more because we're actually the ones that are producing it. So there are some maybe some simple tips, some helpful tips that you might be able to use to save yourself a little bit of money, save yourself a little green during the new year, just with some simple tips and things that you can do just around the household. Good luck, and see if you can find some other ones. I'm sure you can come up with some other ones on your own that might work out pretty well also.